I'm talking to Rob Beale from Morris Owen. Rob, one of the key things that a lot of people ask me is how would they build value in their business? So irrespective of the type of business you've got, because clearly it is different by business, different by sector, what are the general rules about how you would build value in your business if long-term you're looking to either sell it on or pass it on to someone in your family or whatever, but basically for an exit plan?
I think the starting point is to understand that the goodwill has to be in the business as opposed to the individuals. About, I don't know, 25 years ago, NatWest commissioned a survey of business owners, and they basically took different sized businesses from the small business where the owner manager of the business was working 60, 70 hours a week. And they also did the exercise with larger businesses where the owner managers of the business were almost part-time because they'd made themselves almost partially redundant. And what they found was that the people that were working 60 or 70 hours a week overvalued their businesses significantly. And the people that were almost part-time undervalued their businesses quite significantly and consistently because they couldn't believe that their business could be worth X amount because they didn't have to work so hard in it.
Mm.
And what you want to do is to get the value in the business so that almost you don't need to be there. And the most valuable businesses are the ones where the owners don't need to be there. Everything runs operationally. You've got all of the contracts in place so that if a potential purchaser comes along, they can see what's going to happen with regards to that business from a customer point of view over the course of the next 2-3 years. And they're sat there looking at it saying, yeah, we don't need those owners there. We can put our own management team in. There's a good management team already in place. There's good structures and processes. That's how you build value. Not working 70, 80, 90 hours a week and saying, look at me, I'm building value because I'm making lots of profit. The answer there is you are, but the minute you're not in that business, is there even a business that can continue to run? And so it's transferring that knowledge away from individuals.
Well, that's very good advice. Excellent. And so if you are planning to exit, what's the best way of doing that in your opinion? Is it to have a succession plan and start to groom someone within your business, 18 months out, something like that?
Normally your logic of exiting should start probably 5 years out and certainly more than 3 years out. Because what you've got to do is you've got to groom not only a management team, but you've actually got to groom the whole business for a sale. So, for example, all of your customers and your contracts with your customers, you might want to check and review to make sure that you've got the right terms in those contracts so that when you come to sell, any purchaser can go, yeah, I'm happy with that. You might need to look at all of your employees and their terms and contracts and conditions of employment to make sure that they are ticking all of the boxes and sorted out from that point of view. You might want to look at your processes and documented whether you need to go for ISO or something that makes it more attractive and builds value in there. Again, you might want to look at the structure of how you take expenses out of the business. Many people that own their own businesses, to some degree, a lifestyle, they have choices as to what expenses go through the business. If you know you're going to sell it, you may want to convert your business from lifestyle to more of a commercial basis so that you're not sat there saying, I made X amount of profit, but I put my BOOPA through and I put these pension contributions through, etc. Actually, you've already made those adjustments out so that you're not justifying your profitability. You can see it in your profit and loss account. And therefore, there is in an ideal world, somewhere between 3 and 5 years, you start that process. And the logic for that is most people, if they're selling their business, a purchaser's starting point will be, I want to look at the last 3 or 5 years worth of accounts in order to understand what's going on in the business.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And the final question really is, how do you go about valuing your business? Is it a percentage of, is that a factor of turnover? Is that a factor of profit? They're the traditional ways of doing it. Are they still pretty sound?
The normal rule of thumb for valuing any business as a whole is it's a multiple of the future profitability of that business. That's your starting point. Mm-hmm. What you'll then have is certain sectors where there is a specific valuation model that everyone accepts is the case. So, for example, if you're trying to value a nursing home, you wouldn't normally actually look at the profitability. What you'd look at, how many beds there are, how many of those beds are private, and how many of those beds are paid for by the local council. And actually, that you apply a formula to that, and that tells you what you probably can expect to get out in the market for that business. And many industries have their own industry-specific way of valuing it, but it still comes down to what's the future ability of this business to generate profits.
Excellent. Rob Beale from Morris Owen, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.